As a church, we're on a series of talks, and the title is Open Your Eyes, because we want to see. We want to see more of God's purposes for us. And last week, Matt was helping us to see the blessing that is ours when we give, when we bring the full tithe into the storehouse. Can we see that in doing that, there is a blessing? And this week, I'm looking at the subject of the importance of abiding. What does a lifestyle of abiding look like? Abiding. Can we have another word? What's another word for abiding? Living? Obeying? Dwelling? Dwelling? It's talking about our relationship with God. What's your relationship with God like? Could it be better? Has it grown a bit familiar? What's your relationship with God like? Because that's what we're going to talk about this morning. And as I was thinking of this, I realized that Matt and Linda and the others had already spoken about it, because it's the eye of our eyes. It's the same subject. It's about our relationship with God. It's putting him first. It's how it works. A couple of scriptures I want to base things on. I am the vine, you are the branches. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me, unless you have a relationship with me. And when that's talking about fruit, it's talking about the fruits of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience. You cannot have those things unless you're abiding, unless you have a relationship with God, and unless that relationship is good. The other scripture I want to look at with relationship to these, our relationship with God, is this one from Psalm 139. Where shall we go from your spirit? Or where shall we flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. It carries on. And if I go to the uttermost parts of the world, you are there also. Where can I flee from your presence? Your presence is always with me. Your presence is always with me. Are you aware of God's presence? When you wake up in the morning, when you're at work, when you're driving the car, are we aware of his presence? Is that relationship there? I just want to take three simple thoughts to leave with you to help us get a hold of our relationship with God. So it's like a little bit of a health check on our relationship with God. I want to look at our priorities, specifically about our relationship with God. And then I want to look at a very well-known story about two sisters and the contrast in their relationships with God. Anybody got a name on that? You're there with me, that's good. To understand abiding, to understand our relationship with God, we've got to think about our position and our priorities. Now, I hope that doesn't sound too technical, but it's quite simple, really. Where is our position in relationship with God? Do you think of God in heaven? Where is heaven? This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasure's all laid up somewhere beyond the blue. Some of the older folks may know that. It's a spirit. What about the sort of the statement, my prayers only seem to get as far as the ceiling. I'm really struggling with my prayers. Where is God? Now, if I look through the Bible, the direction of heaven is more coming down than us going up. Heaven is here. God is here. God's dwelling is with you, Charles. God's dwelling is with you. He's chosen to dwell with you. That's where he is, with each one of us. Wonderfully, that is his position. So when I pray, I'm sitting quietly with God with me. I don't have to think about getting through. He's there. He's with me. Presence before purpose. Presence before purpose. What do I mean by that? Again, just thinking of our relationship with him, with God. How important is serving God? As evangelicals, we put him forefront. We prioritize that we must be serving God, but serving God is not the number one thing. His presence is the number one thing. I seek his presence. And that means it's open to all of us. Whether we're old and frail, or whether we're ill, or whether we're young, wherever we are, it's his presence that is the priority. Not what we do. And in fact, what we do can so often get in the way. Relationship before calling. Relationship before calling. Have you got a place? Are you able to stop? Is there a place where you meet with God each day in your home? Is there a time? Is there a space? Or are you so, so busy? I want to look at these scriptures. Oh, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Be still and know that I am God. He who would enter his rest must also cease from his labors. Could we just perhaps, and if you're carrying burdens, just place your hands face down in front of you, like you're wanting to lay down the burdens, whatever it is you're carrying. If you're not aware of anything in particular at the moment, then have your hands face upwards so you're wanting to receive. Let's be still. Oh, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Oh, rest in the Lord. Wait him. Oh, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Be still and know that I am God. I love silence. I love silence. I was in my own devotional reading the other day. I was reading John 16, around about 22 and 23. And it says there, Jesus said, when you see me, you will have nothing to say. I love that. When you see me, you'll have nothing to say. Do you know why that is? Because everything will be answered. Oh, the joy of that peace. When you see me, you'll have nothing to say. Just to be still in his presence. Before I just move on to the next thought, can I encourage you to think around when it is in the day that you stop? And do you have a place where you can be still? Because that's what part of abiding, our relationship. It's real. Jesus came to the house of Martha and Mary and Lazarus. And Martha's reaction was immediately to get busy, to get a meal ready, to get the place prepared. Mary's reaction was just to sit down and listen to what Jesus was saying. Now, I've sometimes heard some people say, well, I'm a Martha. And other people say, well, I'm a Mary. You know, I'm a Martha. I like to get things sorted out. And that maybe that's resonating a little bit with you at the moment. You're always busy wanting to get everything sorted out and neat and tidy. But Mary wasn't like that. Mary just took the opportunity to sit and be with Jesus. And the thing I find challenging here is what Jesus said. Jesus said to Martha, Martha, you are worried about lots of different things. One thing is necessary. And Mary has chosen that. Martha serves. Mary abides. One thing is necessary. That means serving is not necessary in my relationship with Father. Doing things is not necessary in my relationship with Father. Abiding is. Developing the relationship. Jesus died that he might have a relationship with you, with you, with you, with you. Jesus died that he might have a relationship, and it's the relationship that is paramount before the serving. Serving needs to come out of resting. Serving needs to come out of the relationship, not the other way around. And that's the challenge we face. What I want to do again is just to have a time of quiet, and I've put up 10 tips on abiding. And what I'd like you to do is just to spend some time quietly meditating on those 10 things and looking at your life in relationship to them and saying, what one of those can be part of my abiding with Jesus? Just as we're thinking of those things, I was just concerned that for some of us, there may be a barrier. It's called sin. You may be struggling with a habit that you've been trying to break for years. And it's a hindrance in you coming to God. You may be struggling with a relationship and the need to forgive. And it's a barrier in your relationship with God. There may be massive anxiety in your life, which coming into that sense of relationship with Father. By the way, anxiety is meditation. Meditation on negatives. That's all anxiety is. It's meditating on the wrong things. But you may be meditating on the wrong things. And what's important to know is that none of these things stops us coming into that place with God. You come with it. Because sin is not a problem to God. It's been dealt with. And you can come with it. And it's out of abiding. It's out of the relationship. It's out of resting in Him that you'll find that the power of those things are broken rather than striving to overcome. Back to meditating for a few moments on those.